Let us pray. Creator God, you remind us that the darkness of ignorance and doubt cannot overcome your life-giving word. May your Holy Spirit, who first inspired these words of Scripture, shine your light and once again awaken us to the hearing and living of this radiant truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Phil DeRisi was supposed to read for us this morning, but he's not feeling well today. So I will read for you this morning from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 19 through 34. Earlier in John's Gospel, we hear about John, who is sent by God into the wilderness. John tells us that John the Baptist is not himself the light, but he's sent by God to testify to the light. So hear now God's word. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God." Children, please come forward for children's message.
Good morning. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Well, today I found in my kids' devotions two right next to each other, so that must mean I need to do them both. They're short. One talks about Psalms 90, verse 12. "Teach us to realize how short our lives are, then our hearts will become wise." It's a new year tomorrow, right? 2018. I just can't believe what happened to 2017. Only a few hours left. We're going to take a moment and look back in the past year. Ask a few questions. We're just going to ask. I don't really expect answers, okay? It makes you think. What stands out in your memory as the high point of your year? Was there also a low point in your year? Are there any things in the last year which you're proud of? Or are there some things that you might be ashamed of? Did you learn anything new and precious about Jesus or about God or the Bible? Did you use your time for good things, or did some bad things take your time? Is there anyone who you have to get right with, or you have to apologize to? Maybe you did something to them or they did something to you. we need to apologize for some things that we do. God wants us to take a look at our lives frequently. Why do you think he wants us to look at our lives? So we'll become wise. Looking back is the best thing next to looking ahead and up. Then the other one I found is John 1, verse 29. Look, the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world. Now John the Baptist spoke these words to the people he was talking to. He was giving his testimony to. He was being like a disciple, and a disciple is a person that goes out in the world to tell other people about Jesus and his love. Back in the Jews' time, in Jesus' time, when somebody did something wrong, a lot of times they would offer a sacrifice, and they would put their hands on the sacrifice, and the priest would say some words, and their sins would go on to that animal, and they were forgiven because the animal would take away their sins. So the lambs were the favorite ones because they were represented as innocent, beautiful, and simple. And that's why we think of Jesus as the Lamb of God, because he was sent to die on the cross to take away our sins. All we have to do is come to God and pray and ask for forgiveness, and our sins are forgiven. So let's pray. I thank you, Lord, for the awesome sacrifice of your life on the cross. Help us to remember the things in our past so that we can be wiser in the future. Be with us in this new year, Father. Thank you for the blessings of the past year, and we pray that your blessings will continue to fall down upon us in the new year. Be with us now, in Jesus' name, amen.
A little known fact about the parsonage over here, Sharon might actually know this, is that there is a secret compartment somewhere in the house where things go. And then the compartment goes away and you never find the things again. You all know my kids and their propensity for their little things. For my daughter, it's her little taggy dog. For my son, it's cars. There are cars that are in our house somewhere that we have looked years for. It almost feels a little bit like the parable of the woman with the lost coin who searches all through the couch cushions, and when she finally finds the coin, she invites all of her friends over for a big celebration. If we ever find Sally, you all are all invited over for a cookout. It's somewhere in the house, and we have no idea where it is. Have you ever looked for something for so long and wanted it so badly and been disappointed by it not coming to you? We're so close to Christmas and we're so used to getting all of the things that we ask for, all of the things that we are looking for. In the first century, in John the Baptist's day, the people are on the lookout. Things are really bad there. The people are under Roman oppression. They're not able to rule over themselves. And they've been really downtrodden and beaten down for a really long time. The Old Testament is just chock full of promises for God's people in exile, being spread out, that there will come a day when a descendant of David, the king, the Messiah, which is Hebrew for anointed one, someone anointed to be king, is going to come and restore Israel. And they know from prophecy that ahead of time, there's going to be a prophet that's going to come that is going to tell about this person. And they're longing for this, and they've been longing for it for a very, very long time. Reminds me a little bit of, in our own day, those who predict the end of the world. And they walk around with the sandwich boards, maybe, or something, and they predict that, you know, on this day, the world is going to end, whether it's, you know, Y2K or the guy a few years ago who claimed it was in May, and then when May came and went, he said, no, I did the math wrong. I forgot to carry the one. It's actually October. And October came and went, and the world didn't end. They were always looking for someone to place their hope on. They were on the lookout. And there were so many of these people that would crop up claiming to be the prophet or claiming to be the Messiah. And they would get a following, and then the Romans would come along and stomp it out and snuff it out. It wasn't at all unusual for people to crop up and claim to be the prophet, claim to be Elijah, claim to be the precursor to the Messiah, claiming to be able to tell the future. And so this strange guy shows up in the wilderness and he starts baptizing people. And so the Pharisees, the scribes, some of the Levites, they send messengers out into the wilderness to ask this guy who he is. And they're filled with, meaning they're wondering, is this the one? Is this him? What is your testimony? Who are you? Are you the Messiah? John says, nope, I am not the Christ. Christ being the Greek word for Messiah. Are you the prophet? No, not the prophet. Are you Elijah? No, not Elijah. Well, then who are you? You see, people don't do this. They don't go out into the wilderness. They don't start baptizing people unless they have some firm identity of who they are. It's not at all uncommon for us to look to those who are doing something different and place our hopes in them. Also, it's not all that uncommon for us to place a lot of trust into people who look good or who have had some success or who have some money. The hero of our story is always the person on the white stallion, right, who rides in and saves the day, or the knight in shining armor, right? Whenever we see depictions of King Arthur and his knights of the round table, they're always good-looking gentlemen, right? We place our hopes on these people. They're famous. We want them to save us. But here's John, kind of unkempt, out in the wilderness. And he says to them, quotes to them actually from the prophet Isaiah, I am merely one who proclaims to you, make straight paths for God. I came baptizing merely as a way to prepare all of you for the one who is coming. I baptize with water, he's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have a lot of followers, John has disciples. Says, but when he comes along, I'm not even good enough to untie his shoes. That job would be too good for me. That's how great this guy is. So what are you looking for on this New Year's Eve? What hopes do you have for this new year coming? At the stroke of midnight, if you are still awake, which I can't guarantee I will be, and I'm sure many of you won't be as well, What are some things that you will resolve to do in the new year? What are you hoping for? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? The people of Israel, first century, they're hoping for the king who will come and rescue them and save them. Of course, in this time, there are kings, right? We heard about Herod a couple of weeks ago. We know about Caesar, the many different kings there of Rome. There are lots of kings around. Maybe the folks are looking to them to be their salvation. But then something happens. This guy, this ordinary guy, no one knows who he is, starts walking toward John, and John points to him and says, "There, him. It's him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one who I said was coming, who comes after me even though he's before me. He is the Son of God." Now, Nancy alluded to this a little bit in her children's sermon. No one is looking for a lamb, right? They're looking for a king. They're looking for a general. They're looking for Charlton Heston or something along those lines. They're not looking for a lamb. What do lambs do? Well, you shear them for, you know, your clothing, and you can put them in a stew, I guess. They're not really good leaders. You wouldn't want to follow a lamb, right? They're followers themselves. They get lost easily. Jesus' parable of the lamb is that it gets lost and the shepherd has to go and find it. Who's going to follow a lamb? What does a lamb have to do in order to take away sin, by the way, in the Old Testament? Anyone know? It has to die, yes, that's right. That's right. The people offer it on their behalf as a sacrifice. It's sort of a Passover imagery. The lamb dies to take away the sin of the world. So there you have it right there in the very first chapter of John. The one you're looking for is the one who's going to die to save you from your sin, which is not at all what the people are looking for. But interestingly, sometimes the things that we are looking for are not the things that we need. Sometimes the things that we need are given to us and we didn't know that we needed them until we got them. I got an Instant Pot over the Christmas holiday. I took 5.5 pounds of pork shoulder and turned it into pulled pork in 2 hours. I didn't know that I needed one of those things until I got it. How could you ever live without one? Sometimes we don't know what we need until we receive it. So think about the things that you are looking for in this new year. And now imagine that God is going to give you exactly what you need. The people wanted a king. What they got was a lamb. As we'll see next week, the people wanted someone famous. Instead, they got someone from Nazareth, which one of Jesus' earliest disciples, before he became a disciple, said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Sometimes the things that we are looking for are not the right things. And God has a way of giving us exactly what we need and teaching us exactly what it is we need to know. So my hope and prayer for all of us in this coming year is that God will teach us exactly what we need to know and will shape us into exactly the people that we need to be in order to walk in John the Baptist's footsteps and bear testimony to the light of the world, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us this morning. We thank you for giving to us Jesus, your Son, to teach us what we need to know for the living of our lives in this coming kingdom, for shining light into our dark places, for being the Lamb who takes away our sin. As we look expectantly into this new year, Lord, we pray that we might walk in his footsteps. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're able to stand, would you stand with me now as we profess our faith? The words of the Apostles' Creed. People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.